Life Insights from the Edge, Sample Edition. MattVasquezBooks.com, 2025, all rights reserved. Disclaimer.
Life Insights from the Edge is a self-help book intended to inspire reflection, personal growth, and positive change. The insights and guidance shared are based on the author's personal experiences, observations, and opinions. They are not offered as a substitute for professional advice. This is a work of creative nonfiction inspired by personal insights and universally shared human experiences. While the life lessons in this book reflect the author's values and real-world observations, the characters and narrative backstories are entirely fictional. These fictional accounts were intentionally created to explore these lessons through a diverse range of voices and circumstances, allowing for broader relatability and a more profound emotional connection. This book is not intended as a memoir or autobiography. Instead, it serves as a creative framework for sharing wisdom, encouraging reflection, and inspiring meaningful conversations about how we live and what we leave behind. By choosing to listen to Life Insights from the Edge, you acknowledge and accept these terms and agree to use your judgment in how you apply the material.
Insight 1. Be prepared to meet your moment of truth. Shared by Samuel R., age 65, Scottsdale, Arizona.
You may not get to choose when your moment of truth arrives. It could happen suddenly, without warning. Live in a way that helps you to build a strong character base, so when that moment comes, you'll be ready to meet it.
Samuel's backstory.
My moment of truth happened in a hospital room at 2:47 a.m. My wife had recently been diagnosed with early-onset Alzheimer's. We were only in our early 50s. She was suffering, and I was overwhelmed, angry, scared, feeling like I wanted to run away. Not physically, but emotionally. I wanted to let the doctors take over, you know, be there, but not there. It happened very late one night. I woke up in a chair in her room to find her in the middle of a full episode. She was confused, crying, and very afraid, and I was struggling with the weight of it all. A nurse pulled me aside and quietly asked if I needed a break. I was desperate for a moment to breathe, a moment to walk away, and I was close to saying yes. But in that instant, something shifted. Vivid images of our life together came to mind. I looked at her, not the woman she used to be. Confident, strong, and decisive, but the one standing there now, vulnerable, frightened, and lost. And I realized she needed me now more than ever. That was my moment of truth. It was about choosing to honor my commitment to her or turning my back. It was that clear of a choice, an either-or black or white decision. I sat back down, took her hand, and stayed. From that night on, I became her steadying presence, not because I always felt strong, but because I chose to be steady. That single moment in a hospital room defined who I would be for the next 12 years with her. So if I believed my time here was short, I'd want to share this. Be ready for your unexpected moment of truth. It might come quietly, in the middle of the night without warning, and it won't wait for you to prepare. So, live now in a way that when that moment arrives, your response is already built into you. Because you may not get to pick the moment, but you do get to decide who you'll be when called to step up. Curator's comment.
Life has a way of suddenly demanding your full attention, without warning. One day you're going through your daily routine, enjoying your coffee, driving the same familiar roads, talking to the same people, and then, out of the blue, everything changes. A moment arrives with enormous consequences hanging in the balance. You don't see it coming, and you might feel shocked at how completely unprepared you feel. But whether you're ready or not, it will demand something of you, such as courage, integrity, grace, or sacrifice. And the impact of your response will ripple through the lives of those around you. The habits, values, and discipline you've built over the years are what you'll draw from when that time comes. so make sure you're building a strong base. Insight 2. Be present in the lives of the people you love. Shared by Naomi H., age 50, Annapolis, Maryland.
Presence is one of the most valuable gifts you can give, yet it's often the most overlooked. Your full attention is a form of love that speaks louder than words.
Naomi's backstory.
I learned this the hard way, during a season when I was always busy. Work, errands, texts, news. You'd find me everywhere except here. My conversations were rushed, my dinners distracted, and even though I told the people in my life I loved them, I wasn't making them feel loved. Then, my father got sick. He was way too young, and it happened very suddenly. Time felt fragile. And for the first time in a long time, I slowed down. I sat with him and didn't allow any distractions to get in the way. We talked about everything, and we talked about nothing. I listened and took the time to notice the lines in his hands and the tone in his voice. These were the things I had often missed, even when I was with him. Those days are some of the most meaningful of my life. After he passed, I didn't regret the trips we didn't take, or the stories he never got to finish sharing with me. I regretted the times I was with him, but not present, and I promised myself I won't make that mistake again with the people I still have in my life. Now I try to treat presence as sacred. When someone I love is speaking, I put the phone down. When my partner wants to talk, I stop what I'm doing. When my friends show up, I see them, fully. So, I'm happy to share my one single insight. Don't just be around the people you love. Let them feel you, present, and in the moment. Because presence is how love becomes real. And one day, those ordinary moments will be the ones that matter most.
Curator's comment.
Love isn't just expressed in big gestures or heartfelt words. Naomi reminds us that more often it's shown in something quieter. Presence. Presence is being there. And by that I mean really there. Not just in the room, but in the moment. Eyes up and your phone down, with your heart open. It's easy to convince ourselves we're doing enough by being physically near the people we care about. But if our mind is somewhere else, they feel that. And over time, so do we. Attention is love in action, and the people we love shouldn't have to compete for it. Insight 3.
Give grace to the homeless person. You have no idea what hell they've been through.
Shared by Anthony D., age 25, Los Gatos, California.
It's easy to make assumptions about people living through homelessness. But behind every unwashed shirt and handwritten cardboard sign is a human being, often with a story that would humble you.
Anthony's backstory.
I used to avoid making eye contact with people who were homeless. Not to be callous, but because I didn't know what to say. And deep down, I was afraid of being reminded how fragile life can be. That changed the day I struck up a conversation with a man named Raymond outside a grocery store. He didn't ask me for money. He just smiled and said, "Good morning." Something about his voice made me pause, and we talked for about 10 minutes. He told me he'd been a math teacher before addiction, and a few devastating losses upended his entire world. He shared that the hardest part isn't the cold or the hunger. The hardest part is feeling invisible. As if people look right through him, like he doesn't matter. That conversation shook me, because Raymond wasn't a homeless man. He was a person with a history, a heartbreak, and a name, and I almost missed this chance to connect with him. These days, I make a point to see people, especially the ones who've lost all hope that they matter to anyone. I make an effort to carry extra socks in the winter. I set aside some spare cash so I can offer a cold drink, hot coffee, or a meal. But more than anything, I offer dignity. It costs me nothing to say hello. It costs people everything when they live unseen. Here's my one life insight to share. When you see someone struggling on the street, please resist the urge to shrink them down to a stereotype. They're not a problem to solve. They're a person who longs to be seen. Give grace. You never know what hell they've been through, or how close you may be to living it yourself one day.
Curator's comment. We walk past people every day whose lives we can't begin to understand. It's easy to look away. It's easy to assume and judge what we don't know. But the truth is this: every person you see sleeping on the street or holding a sign by the off-ramp was once someone's child. Maybe that child and the generations before them never knew the comfort of a supportive, loving home, and their entire life has been a constant battle to survive. Others were once someone's coworker, friend, or neighbor. Life unraveled slowly or suddenly, and what remains is visible struggle and invisible pain. Giving grace doesn't require fixing someone. It simply means refusing to dehumanize them. A kind word, a warm meal, or even just eye contact can remind someone and yourself that they still matter. Insight 4. No one really knows if there's an afterlife, so make the most of this life. Shared by Priya D., age 33, Chesterton, Indiana.
Life's greatest mystery is what happens after it ends. But while the ultimate future is uncertain, what you do with your present is entirely in your hands.
Priya's backstory.
The family I grew up in had strong beliefs about the afterlife. Some of these I found to be comforting, but others I found to be terrifying, like the ones about reincarnation, karma, and judgment. I tried to believe the teachings, but deep down, I had doubts. Unfortunately, I didn't feel I could speak about them out loud. When someone close to me passed away, the question of what comes next was no longer theoretical. Suddenly, it was urgent and personal. So I went looking for answers. I read spiritual texts, listened to scholars, and asked every big question I could. What did I find? No guarantees and no proof. Just possibility and a growing realization that I was wasting the life I had trying to understand a life I wasn't promised. So I shifted my focus. I started concentrating on being present, and I was finally able to let go of my need for certainty. I found new joy spending time in conversation with friends and traveling to visit family. New insights emerged while I assisted families in navigating the challenges of hospice care. Meaning came to me through these experiences. Not in the mystery of what happens after, but in the miracle of what's happening now. So here's my answer to the question. If you knew your time on Earth would end soon, what one life insight would you share? Live this life like it's the only one you get. Maybe it is. Build relationships. Tell people you love them. Be a good friend. Leave things better than you found them. And if there's more after this, let it find you with no unfinished business here.
Curator's comment. We spend so much time wondering what comes next. Is there a heaven? A soul? A second chance somewhere beyond all this? The truth is that no one knows for sure, and maybe that's the point. What is certain is this moment, this breath, this day, this one fragile, limited stretch of life you've been given. As Priya shares, worrying about what's next can easily distract you from what's now. You don't have to know what comes after death to live fully before it. Meaning is made in how you love and in how you give, in the way you show up while you still can. Insight 5. Leave no doubt about your character. Shared by Mark H., age 40, Phoenix, Arizona.
When you behave in a manner that causes others to have doubts about you, you can lose their trust. When trust is broken, relationships crumble.
Mark's backstory.
I'm not proud to say it, but I've been there. I learned while growing up that I had a talent for making people laugh. I also learned that I could embellish the story and get an even bigger response, which made me feel like I was a pretty big deal. So I got good at creative embellishment. In my marriage, I had a habit of making things up and speaking to my wife, and to my family for that matter, in a way that would cause them to be unsure if the statement was true. My method was to excitedly share something I made up, like a fake breaking news story that would get them to say, "What? Is that true?" Then I would look at them like they had just said something ridiculous, and with a tone that said, "How could you be so dumb?" I'd say, "No." I found this all very amusing, how easily I could elicit a startled response from others. But over time, my credibility was ruined, and the trust eroded. The space between us grew, and the cumulative effect created a distance that was too wide to cross. By the time my marriage ended, it wasn't because of one huge betrayal. It was because she no longer knew if she could believe me about anything I said. When I did this with my 4-year-old and she said, "Dad is a joker," I realized that she was already beginning to doubt what I said. That broke me for a while. In the years since, I've done a lot of work in therapy and some very uncomfortable self-reflection. It was tough, but I came out of it with a new way of behaving. Clear, straight, and all in. Now, whether it's at work, with my kids, or in a relationship, I try to live in a way that leaves no doubt. If I say it, I mean it. If I make a mistake, I own it. If someone puts their trust in me, I treat it as a sacred responsibility. So when I was asked to share my single most impactful insight, I knew exactly what mine would be. Leave no doubt about your character. Don't give people a reason to question who you are. Be honest. Be steady. Be someone they never have to second guess. Because once doubt creeps in, trust doesn't just break. It disappears. The work to repair lost trust is brutal. And there's no guarantee you'll succeed. So do everything you have to do to be known as a person of character.
Curator's note: trust can be lost in a single catastrophic episode, or in some cases gradually, where it fades, little by little, with every half-truth and every vague answer. You may not notice them, pulling away a little further each time when your words don't quite match your actions. But the cumulative effect of leaving room for doubt is a loss of the intimacy born of trust. Mark learned that if you want to be known as someone people can believe in, and by that I mean an unquestioned belief, you have to leave no doubt about who you are, in your choices, in how you show up, in how honest you are, even when it may come at a very high personal price. Your character is either a question mark or a solid check, and you get to decide which. In conclusion, there's an insight worth sharing in each of us. 5 stories, 5 perspectives, 5 answers to the same question. If you knew your time on Earth was to end soon, what one life insight would you share? What you've just heard isn't a list of rules or a guidebook for perfection. It's a mosaic of insights, with each one describing an experience that can shape our lives. Not theories or cliches, simple truths and powerful convictions. One spoke about meeting your moment, one about being present. Others shared about giving grace, living fully in this life, and leaving no doubt about your character. But if there's one thread woven through all 5, it's this. Our lives are defined not by what we planned, but by what we chose, over and over, in the ordinary and in the challenging moments. These insights aren't meant to be copied. They're meant to stir something in you, to spark a deeper look at the beliefs you carry, the way you live, and what you might want to pass on. Because here's the quiet truth. You already have an insight worthy of sharing. You've been living it, learning it, testing it, probably without even realizing. So now the question comes to you: What life insight would you share? What story would you want to leave behind? What truth would you hand forward, hoping someone might carry it with them? You don't have to answer right now. Reflect first. But you do have to live as if the answer matters. Because in the end, that's the legacy you're building. And it will matter. To the ones that follow you. The ones you've helped to shape. The ones you leave here. Go to sharedinsightsgrid.com and share your own a meaningful insight.
Reflect. Connect. Share.
About the author. Matt is curious about most everything and is quite fascinated by the life journeys of those he comes across. Want to know why someone thinks or acts like they do? Learn their life story. Many of us have battled through situations and circumstances that would humble others. Quick to laugh and share a funny story or joke, on another level, Matt is always observing and watching, paying attention to what is evolving around him. This has led friends to often comment, "Stand down, Vasquez." When he's not searching for the answers to everything, Matt balances life in Silicon Valley by spending time with his kids. Kids.